Good afternoon. I'm Erin McGrory with the KUAC Newsminer Update. A Fairbanks jury has found a third man guilty in the 2016 murder of Palmer teenager David Grunwald, the high-profile case that had been moved here due to pretrial publicity by Anchorage Media. Alaska Public Media reports Bradley Renfro, 19, had no visible reaction Tuesday as a judge read guilty verdicts for counts of murder, kidnapping, and vehicle theft. In November of 2016, searchers had started looking for 16-year-old Grunwald after finding his burned wreck of his vehicle. Alaska State Troopers found his body weeks later near Palmer and charged four other teenagers in his death. Prosecutors have described the four alleged co-conspirators as wannabe gangsters who beat, kidnapped, and then executed Grunwald over marijuana they said he had smoked. The first defendant to go to trial was Eric Allmendinger. He was convicted in Palmer, as was Dominic Johnson. Another man, Austin Barrett, has yet to stand trial. City Mayor Jim Matherly has indeed been reelected, according to new vote totals posted Tuesday by the Fairbanks North Star Borough. The new unofficial results now include votes from absentee and other ballots that were not in the initial vote totals released after the October 1st election. The new vote totals didn't change the outcome of any city or borough race, but they show that mayoral challenger Catherine Dodge narrowed Matherly's lead by about 80 votes. Dodge held off conceding the race until the uncounted votes were tallied. On Tuesday, she wished him success in the coming term.
I want to thank the voters, and I want to thank my volunteers and all those that supported me and helped us through this race. And I want to wish Mayor Matherly and the council and the administration good luck. We need them to be successful because their success is our community's success.
Borough Clerk April Trickey said Tuesday the canvass went smoothly.
The canvas board completed their job today before 2 o'clock, canvassing all the question ballots and absentee ballots. And they also reviewed the ballot statements and the other regular votes cast on election day, and they found no issues or problems.
The new numbers show turnout from the election was just under 19%. The first of two combat F-35 squadrons will be reactivated at a ceremony conducted by the 354th Fighter Wing at Eielson Air Force Base on Thursday afternoon. The new squadron, designated the 356th Fighter Squadron, will be the first of two combat F-35 squadrons stood up at Eielson. Ultimately, 54 fifth-generation fighter aircraft and approximately 1,300 additional personnel will be brought to the base to support increased mission capabilities. The first jets are scheduled to arrive April 2020. For more on today's stories and others, go to newsminer.com or kuac.org. I'm Erin McGrory.